And we are in Daf Samach Beis, Samach Beis. Just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us again start from the Kasha of Mosiv Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua. Mosiv Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua, HaPesach Sha'ov Rosh Nosoi V'Shochtoi Bizmanoi Lishmoi. Speaking about a Kolben Pesach that was more than a year old. So the din is a Pesach Sha'ov Rosh Nosoi has a din of a Shlomi. Shchotoi Bizmanoi Lishmoi, and he shechted this previous Kolben Pesach, which was now a Shlomi, he shechted it Yud Dalad Nisan Acha Chatzot, L'shem Pesach. The chain and the same aloha applies a sheichet achirim l'shem Pesach bezmanoi. Something did not have a previous history of a Pesach. It's a shlamin. Nishechted it yudalad nissen achachatzois l'shem Pesach. Rabbi Elazar poisel. Rabbi Elazar holds that the kolben is poisel. Amayre de kechidish, even though this is a shlamim l'shem Pesach, and we know a klal that kol hazvochim shenizbechu shaloi lishmon ksheirim, ach al pi kein, Rabbi Elazar holds that this kolben is posel. Let us again see Rashi Rabbi Elazar poisel, taimim beforish beperikam medizvochim, uma pesach shemoisroi bo shlomim, madach ha-pesach, that eventually it could become a shlomim. It has in itself a potential Koyach of Shlomim. Shochtei l'shem Shlomim bizmanei posel. Af al pike. If one will shech the kolben Pesach bizmanei l'shem Shlomim, it is posel. So we see that a Pesach, which is geshochten, afilo not a real shaloi l'shmo, because you're shechting it l'shem Shlomim, and a Pesach has in itself a potential kedusha Shlomim. So let us call this a 70% shaloi lishmo. Afal pi kein. It is possible the shem Pesach becomes nifsal, even with a 70% shaloi lishmo. Shlomim she'in bo yisrein bo Pesach. So what is if a person had a shlomim, which does not have in itself, it will never be a potential Pesach. Shechtam l'shem Pesach, so if he shechted a shlomim l'shem Pesach, this is zicher a shaloi lishmo, a real shaloi lishmo. Zman Pesach ein edin shepaisel. We wanted to say that Rabbi Elazar held that the shechita l'shem Pesach gives it dine Pesach. And if it gives it dine Pesach, so memeila, so now we have to see what Dine Pesach ha. Dine Pesach ha is a Pesach shenishchat shaloi lishmo is posel. And if a 70% shaloi lishmo is posel, so about the givis, 100% shaloi lishmo should be posel. Rabbi Yeshua marshim, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that a shlomim that was nishchat shaloi lishmo was nishchat l'shem Pesach bizmano yidis koshem. So Rashi says, he doesn't hold of this shtik teire, the chol zvochim, shenizbochim shaloi lishmon. Every kolben, besides the Pesach and Achatos, which is nizbach shaloi lishmon ksheirin, chutz mi Pesach v'chatos. Ve'im ishum denishchetu l'shem Pesach, you'll tell me, that since it was geshochten l'shem Pesach, it has in itself dinei Pesach, and the meile, the psule Pesach should be chal. So he says that can't be. A shchita l'shem Pesach cannot bring on this kolben dinei Pesach, the Pesach. How does he know this? Kal v'chaymahu. Uma sheloi bizman she'enei kosher lishmoi. Let us take a real kolben Pesach. A person will shecht a real kolben Pesach sheloi bizmani. That means before Pesach. He shechts a real kolben Pesach, l'shem Pesach, koidem zmanay. Uma shaloi bizmanay, she'enay kosha lishmoy. So a kolben Pesach, shaloi bizmanay, he shechts a l'shem Pesach, it is possible. Acheirim, ksheirim lishmoy. But if you'll take a shlomim, and you'll shecht a shlomim, L'shem Pesach Shiloi Bismanoi. It is kosher, shu kosher. Acherim Ksherim Lishmoi. Is Bismanoi, shu kosher Lishmoi. So Bismanoi a Pesach, that Bismanoi is kosher Lishmoi, and it didn't sheikh shu acherim Lishmoi. So the Kal v'chomer of Yeshua is, if you will say that shechting l'shem Pesach, the korban gets dine Pesach, and therefore it has the psulim of a korban Pesach, so let us see. A korban Pesach bizmanoi l'shem Pesach is posel. So why doesn't this apply by a shlomim l'shem Pesach shaloi bizmanoi? Why also doesn't become posel? So if when the Shem Pesach passels a Korban Pesach, that Shem Pesach doesn't passel a Shlomim, so when the Shem Pesach does not passel a Korban Pesach, then we say Pesach Bismanoi, so then the Shem Pesach Zicher should not passel a Shlomim. That was the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua knew that Rabbi Elezer holds that Shaloi Bismanoi Yashlomim L'Shem Pesach is kosher. So therefore he says, if this is kosher, so Bismanoi it should zicher be kosher. That is Rabbi Yeshua's Kal v'chomer, and with this he's Chaylek Rabbi Elezer. Zuk the Gemara, so let's go back to Rabbi Elezer. Tamo Bismanoi. Rabbi Elezer holds Davke Bismanoi. It is possible. Ashlomim Sheshachtoi Bismanoi it is possible. Hosheloi bismanei, but if he shechted a shlomim sheloi bismanei l'shem Pesach kosher, that we see from the, that's the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yeshua. And that is the lashon of Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer said, a Pesach shavu shnosei v'shochtei bismanei l'shmei, dafke bismanei, sheloi bismanei, he's moide that it's kosher. V'amai, so why is it possible? Why is it kosher? Name or let us say, Oyelu bismanei poisu, shaloi bismanei nami poisu. Just like the Shem Pesach, passels bismanei, so let it passel shaloi bismanei also. So last week we had said over the Ramban's pshat, that the Chiddush of Rav Chisda was, that by Kochim, if you have psulim, so the psulim are applicable in all cases, even though it doesn't fall into the complete category of the reason of the psul. Rav Chisda had said that just like by a nimel is a psul of shinui bailim, because he's a bar kapore, so an ohel also there's a psul of shinui bailim, even though theoretically the shinui bailim doesn't pass by an ohel because he's a bar kapore. But the Shem, since an oral could be an animal, so Mamela, the Shem Shine Bailam passels Becholoif. So we mentioned last week, the Ramban said that the Gemara's Kasha was that if the Shchita L'Shem Pesach passels a Shlomim Bizmanoi, so it should passel a Shlomim Shaloi Bizmanoi. Full of this for us to say the Shem Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi is killed, but al kaponim, we should be consistent and it should always pass. We'll see, Taisus has a different mahalach in the kasha, but that is the kasha. So there's the kasha on Rav Chisda. Omar Rav Pope. So Rav Pope said, you're 100% right. That means if we'd go with cheshbonis, with svaris, so you're right. So then a pesach shaloibis, a shlomim shaloibis mani l'shem pesach should also be possible. But I hear the Exeris Akos, Shani Hosam, the Omako, the Posek says, Va'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu. Hu Bahav Yosai. When is it good? When is a Korban Pesach good? When it is L'Shem Pesach. Zevach Pesach Hu, when it is Geshochten L'Shem Pesach, then it is good. Loi hu, so so this pasuk is telling us when it is good. So I can make two diyukim. And when is it not good? It's only good if it's hu b'hav yosai. If it's a Pesach, l'shem Pesach, then it's good. But loy hu l'shem achayim. But if you'll have a Pesach l'shem shlomim, then it's not zevach Pesach hu. Zevach Pesach hu means hu b'hav yosai, a Pesach l'shem Pesach. But if it's not a Pesach, any combination that is not a Pesach l'shem Pesach is no good. So what does that mean? Loi hu l'shem achayim, a Pesach l'shem shlomim is no good. V'loi achayim l'shmoi, and a shlomim l'shem Pesach is also no good. That is what we're medayik from the pasuk. Pesach, only Pesach l'shem Pesach is good. So automatically I learn out shlomim l'shem Pesach and Pesach l'shem shlomim is no good. Because it's not, whatever, it's not Pesach l'shem Pesach. So we find here an interesting hekish. We are makish, from the diuk of the posik, we are makish, shlomim l'shem Pesach, l'pesach l'shem shlomim. So we're makish a shlomim to a shlomim l'shem Pesach, to a Pesach l'shem shlomim. So l'shmai. Who l'shemachem l'chem l'shmai? Bismanoi. So who posel l'shum achayrim? So the hekish works like this: that bizmanoi, when a Pesach l'shem shlomim is posel, is achayrim psulim l'shmoi, is a shlomim l'shem Pesach also posel. We're saying that a shlomim l'shem Pesach has the same aloch of a Pesach l'shem shlomim. So what does that mean? So now is in which man we're speaking about. So bizmanoi that a Pesach l'shem shlomim is posel. Dafke Pesach l'shem Pesach is kosher. So memela a shlomim l'shem Pesach is also posel. Sheloi bizmanoi, but sheloi bizmanoi that a Pesach l'shem shlomim is kosher. Fakel the shlomim is an akire yoikiret from the shem Pesach. Sheloi bizmanoi shehu kosher l'shum achayrim. That a Pesach l'shleim shlomim is kosher, achayim ksheirim l'shmoi. So achayim is ksheirim l'shmoi. So what did Rav Chisda answer? Rav Chisda answered, you're right. With lomdis, it aloche should be a shlomim l'shem Pesach, shloi bizmani should be posel. But I have a hekish. The Torah was makish, shlomim l'shem Pesach, l'pesach l'shem shlomim. So when a Pesach l'shleim shlomim is posel, a shlomim l'shem Pesach is posel. When a Pesach Shleim Shlomim is kosher, which is Shaloi Bizmanoi, then the Shlomim Shleim Shem Pesach is also possible. Let us see Rashi. Shaloi Bizmanoi, Loi Posalei Rabbe Lezer, Im Shachte L'Shem Pesach. Kidiyom Alei Rabbi Yeshua. We see that from Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua is Kashin Rabbi Lezer. Uma Shaloi Bizmanoi. She'einoi kosher l'shmechem k'sherem l'shmoi? B'lei mehadel rabbe lezer l'didi sh'loi bizmanoi nami achayrem sulim l'shmoi. V'amai, so the Gemara's kasha was, l'rab chizde do'o ma'alochum ramrinen hoyu. Rab chizde said, let us take a learn like the Ramban, that l'chum ra we say hoyu. That means we don't differentiate. That's together l'chum ramrinen hoyu. That by kochim, even though it doesn't have all the tnoim of psul, we it becomes posul. Neima hochi hoyil ve'ilus manu have. If the l'shem Pesach would have been bizmano have v'shochet l'shmoi mipsul, so yeshecht shlomim bizmanoi bizmano it passes the shlomim. Mipsul ochoch and ami lipsul by shloim bizmano k'dekama gabi yoro. If this person would have been a molo, would have been a posel, ashtanami posel. So memele, that's Merashi learns like the Ramban. So memele, that was the kasha. They have Rav Chizdes yisod by Shini Bailim. He didn't differentiate between Orol and Nimol. Should apply here. You shouldn't differentiate Ben. Bein l'shem Pesach bizmanei, l'shem Pesach shaloi bizmanei. Shaloi bizmanei shehu kosher l'shem achayim. Shaloi bizmanei that a Pesach is kosher l'shem achayim. The nafkalon l'kamam is avachta Pesach tzayin uvokal. The Pesach, Sheni Toisa, La'achara Pesach, Korev Shlomim, Bafkoidem Pesach, Nachkolom, Bepekam des Wochen, Mikroachine, Biminatzoin Koboni, Lezebach Shlomim, Dova Bominatzoin, Deine Pesach, Yehe, Lezebach Shlomim. So, Mamelu, that's how we learn that a Pesach, Shaloi Bizmanoi, a Pesach, Lishem Shlomim, is kosher. Is there the din is, Zacherem, Ksherem, Lishmoi, Do Iskish. Psulai l'shem acherim, psula acherim l'shmoi. The psula of a korban Pesach, l'shem, that when it's posel, when the Pesach is posel, l'shem shlomim, and the shlomim is a hukish l'shem Pesach. Psula acherim l'shmoi. So the psula is only applicable bizmano. V'rab Yeshua machshe, let us see Tosfos. V'af al gav, he says, so Rabbi Yeshua is machshir. We are speaking about that if a person, we have here two cases. One case is acherem lishmoi. Acherem lishmoi means that a person took a shlomim and he shechted it l'shem Pesach bismanoi. So there Rabbi Les holds its puzzle. It is kal v'chomer, and Rabbi Yeshua holds its kosher. So there it's very easy to understand the status of Rabbi Yeshua. She says, "Kolos vachem shenizbaru shaloi lishmon ksherim," and the l'shem Pesach is also only a shaloi lishmon. But Rabbi Lezer is speaking about another case. The first case of Rabbi Lezer was a case that it was yes a mishnosoi that Pesach she'avra shnosoi. It was a Pesach that was over a year. So l'chayre sataisus here a kasha. L'chayre here is a nupsul. Here there's a psul is, l'chayre, a Pesach sh'ov r'shnosai, l'chayre, gets a din shlom. But if you shechted l'shem Pesach, so there wasn't a nekire, so you shechting it l'shem Pesach, it is a Pesach, it was a Pesach, and it's over zmanoi, and it's a posel of Pesach, it's a posel of Pesach, you can't have a kosher, you have a posel of Pesach, that's over, that's not a ben shana, it's a posel of Pesach. But so Taisus had a kasha, so there's a new reason why it should be posel. Forget about Rabbi Lezer shtik teire that l'shem Pesach is a posel. Forget about it. Oh, but this is a Pesach l'shem Pesach. This was of Rosh Nosa. It was a Pesach, and it's more than a year old. You're shechting it l'shem Pesach, and it's posel to be a korban Pesach more than a year. So it should be posel on fat. That's Taisus kasha. But Taisus v'avol gav dikeman ba'omah Pesach b'shah yemaisa shone boi akire. In order to make it a Pesach, you have to shecht the l'shem shlomim. Calls my you don't shecht the l'shem shlomim, it's still a Pesach. Zekhtais is ba'ov rosh nosoi. If it's ov rosh nosoi, but if physically it's not roi to be a Pesach, ma'idikul alma, the hainu akirosi, that alone is an akirat. That what's physically, it's not fit to be a korban Pesach, that's the greatest akirat of making it a korban Pesach. Ushlomim l'shem Pesach shochit. So now automatically it's a shlomim. Ushlomim l'shem Pesach shochit. Now we'll see how Tosfos loim shat in the Gemara's kasha, not like the Ramba. Leimo hoyel ubizman oi posel. We have a yemoyre de keshvere Gemara. The Gemara says that just like, If it would be bizmanoi, you check the shlomim l'shem Pesach bizmani, it's possible. So shloim bizmani also should be possible. Hoyel bizmanoi possible. Peirish, what is pshat in this hoyel? This is a modna hoyel. So Tosfos sheyochel lahamtin adzmanoi. The pshat in this hoyel is you could wait, you could have waited. What does that mean? You could have waited. The yivsel. What is pshat? So Tosfos says, the way the Gemara feels ois, bereish shnei seirim. The ein b'chusel zman l'boi b'yoyim l'gabay hoyu. Nira l'foresh n'mi boi b'yoyim porech. We mentioned, we had learned on daf samach beizam et aleph. The Gemara, just let's refresh our memory one more time. Tosfos on daf samach beizam et aleph brings a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, if a person took a soil, and shechted it b'chutz, so he's chayev al shchutei chutz. So the Gemara says, why is he chayev al shchutei chutz? It's only him. He only chayev al shchutei chutz if it's roi lefnim. What can I use this soil? It's speaking about before hagrola. So how was this soya roi lifnim? So the Gemara says, no, the soya could have been used for the musafim. The soya could have been used for the musafim. So memela says roi lifnim. So memela says I'm chayv al shlut echot. So the Gemara asks musafim, it's not the zman of the musafim yet. The zman of the musafim is later. So the Gemara says, ein mechusel zman laboy bayoy. That's true, but so it's only mechusel zman. That means, yeah, that's a zikhi. You can't be makrib the musaf till another few hours, but that's only a problem in zman. Ein mechusel zman laboy bayoy. So what is the lomdus? So the lomdus is, if the maila that it could get is only, it would get it automatically al yidei havoras azman, so Mamela such considered as now that mile already. So it's not Roila Musav. It's Roila Musav now because you don't need any physical action. You don't need a Maisa to make it Roita Musav. Machus Azman. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's brought down B'Shem the Prima Godim. You're allowed to put tzitzis in a beged at night, even though we hold Laila loves man tzitzis. So that's what the Prima Godim says, Ein Machus Azman Laboy Bayoy. That means that this man chiyav tzitzis is by day. You don't need anything to make a zman chiyav. It's only a mechusas man laboy bayoyim. A mechusas man. That together, if it's only a mechusas man laboy bayoyim, so you have now the milus of the later zman. Because it's only a mechusas man. So memele zuktaisvis is nire leforesh demiboy bayoyim polich. The shaloi bizmanei mashma filo biyudalit shachis. The machloikis, that what Rabbi Eleza holds, that shaloi bizmanoi, l'shem Pesach, ashlomim l'shem Pesach, shaloi bizmanoi is kosher, so shaloi bizmanoi means afilu yudalit shachis, it's also called shaloi bizmanoi. Shaloi bizmanoi, it can mean 10 days, it can be before Rosh Chodesh Nissan also, but shaloi bizmanoi also includes yudalit shachis. Now that's the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Lezer, yudalit shachis. If you'd wait a few hours, it would be roi lePesach, and then you hold it is possible because ashlomim l'shem Pesach, ashlomim l'shem Pesach bizmano is possible. So memele. So what? What? So it's only a mechusel zman. It's only a mechusel zman laboy bayoyim to make it ashlomim l'shem Pesach bizmano. So the koyach hapsul, which will come bizmanoi, should be now shaloi bizmanoi, because it's a mechus zman laboy bayoy. The shaloi bizmanoi mashma filo biyudalit shachis, alochi porich oil bizmanoi, boy bayoy posel, bizmanoi is posel, shaloi bizmanoi nami posel. So that is the kasha and Rav Chisde. The kasha and Rav Chisde is that al koponim yudalit shachis, it should be posel, umay did Rabbi Lazar say stam, that shaloi bizmanoi is kosher. Shlomim l'shem Pesach. Now let us see, there's a marshal and marsho, the say pshat and the stoitz. That's daf yud aleph and the daf yam marsho. Let us first see the marshal. The marshal and chochma shloim says as follows. On 5 lines from the bottom. Leima hoyel de ein mechusel zman leboy bayoy. That the Gemara's kasha was, according to Rav Chisde, let us say, ein mechusel zman leboy bayoy. Perish. What does that mean? Shloim rinin mechusel zman vavake mechusel maise. Shloim nema hoyel. We don't say that mechusel zman is like a mechusel maise. By a mechusa mice, you don't say hoyul. Ma'achashu boy bayoyim. Since it's only mechusa zman leboy bayoyim, it's not equivalent to a mechusa mice. Elosh legiya dain zmanoy. Ki goin tsoyra musofim. Like the Gemara says that it's roi lesoyra musofim. Mishim hochi emrin in hoyul gabi se yeme kippurim delel behefa chadav. Taisis gilesa lakula. Yeah, so Mamela, that's pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking, so it should now have the psulim of Bizmanoi. V'nichtav betzid ha'oit, v'teimo, frek de ma'ashal ha'moyre de kekashe, hola el pirshu ha'toisvis. Toisvis says, the hosom afilu L'chumre loyem rinen hoyo. Toisve said that mi'ikar adin, Rav Chisda holds by mechusar maise, you don't say hoyo. To be not toire, to get a din of shkutechutz, afilo chumre rinen hoyo. So therefore, that means if you would say l'chumra hoyel, she don't have to say it's royal if nim because of the mesafin. He could say it's royal if nim because he could have made hagrola. But since Tosfos said that a mechusar maise you don't say hoyel l'chumra, so the only reason you chayv al shchut echutz mishemachi tzorach loyim that mechusar zman l'gabi boy b'yoyim loy mechoshev ke mechusar maise. So therefore, the Gemara in Yume had to use this svara. If you want to be mechayev man shchut techutz, where there mechusar maise is not a poisel, so you have to say it's a poisel because of mechusar's man. Ah, but gabi kolben pesach domrine lechumre. But by kolben pesach, we be the rabbon and we passel the kolben pesach lechumre hoyo. But by Kolben Pesach, the Pasal Midah Rabbonon, we say, Hoyel Afilu Bayim Mechusa Maise. Frek the Marshal, so why does Tosi have to bring in a new factor of Mechusa's Malah Boy Boyim? We're asking Akash and Rav Chisda holds by Kolben Pesach with Rabbonon Afilu Mechusa Maise. Afilah mechusar maise, you say hoyo. That after by mechusar's man leboy bayoim. So why does Tosfos have to say that the Gemara is asking by your dollar chachis? Because that's not considered kemechusar maise. Can ask from 10 days before Chodesh Nissan, which could be that's nechshev kemechusar maise. Aber midarabonon Rav Chisda holds that by you pass a lakob and pesach by mechusar maise. That's the Marshal's kasha. Why does Tosfos have to come in with this lomdis of mechusas man? V'tzorech loymar didas ha'toisvus leforish zok the Marshal amayre di kedoichik v'hai mosiv ravune koi afilo l'rabe k'moy l'Rav Chisda. Tosfos somehow knew that the kasha, if the kasha would only be on Rav Chisda, no, Rav Chisda says a mechusa maise, we also pass l'mid rabon on a kolben pesach. So maybe we should pass l'mid the shlomit. But the Gemara is also asking on Rabbe. Kemoyle Rav Chisda. The Rabbe saw the Mechusa Meisel and Rina Noyer Fela Lechumre. Him Kate Sabal Kocher Tzach Loim Adem Bei Bei Yoyim Porech Kemoy Shem Bir Shua Toysves and Mishimachi Koysves HaToysves and Nira Leforesh Kloy Mesh Tei Kushi Ganken Alibe the Rabbe. He says Toysves somehow knew that the Gemara's Kasha is on Rabbe also. On Rabbe you can't ask a Kasha from Mechusa Maise, so therefore Taisi say the kasha is as mechusas man. Let us see the Marsha. First the Marsha, the first four lines brings down the Marshal. At kan l'shoinai. Zoktaile ke Marsha v'tiru tzaydochuk. The Marshal zameri dekedoichik. The mi higid lebalei Taisi vis tahayim mosif koi gam l'rabe. Who told Tosfos? Tosfos had problems over here. How could he ask a kasha on Rabbe? Rabbe holds mechusa maises donish. Who says he's asking on Rabbe? Ve'eme doloi koi elo Rav Chisda keperish Rashi. Rashi says the kasha is on Rav Chisda. And if Tosfos did not have any problems according to Rav Chisda, so let's remain with that. Who's that Tosfos praying in a ganze zach? Gam kushyosoi eine movenly. That was the Marshal's kasha. The Marshal's kasha was, listen, by Kolben Pesach, we can pass them with the Rabbon, not fill them with Chusam Maise. Zok the Marshot, Od Amrin Elel Lechumr Amrin En Hoyl Gabi Pesach, Aina mit the Rabbon. That's mit the Rabbon and we pass all the Kolben Pesach. Ava mit the Reise, Lo Amrin En Hoyl, Afil Gabi Pesach. Nim kein noch de bi der reise kamine de map ik leim ikav khoim o im mikro ke de masikra pop nim kein wir hab am reden hoyo de mkhus mai selam mishim de mkhus es mal le boy bi yem le gabi hoy zogt de marsho dat de kasha of de marsho fangt sich en ganze nisho weina de kasha of the marsho was rav chisda holds hoyo and passes the kol mi de rabon. Who's talking about the Chabonons? Rabbi Lezer speaking about the Eraises. Rabbi Lezer held Mina Teure, it is possible. Mina Teure, it is possible. Dafke Bismanai. Shaloi Bismanai, Shlomim L'Shem Pesach is kosher. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why is it kosher min ha-Torah? That was the Kasha in Rabbi Elazar. So what's the Teretz of Rabbi Elazar? What did Rabbi Papa answer? I have a Pusik. So we're talking about the Raisis over here. So if we are speaking about the Raisis, so I bezoi, so was mich da rein der Marschall, was mich da rein der Marschall, der Rechiz, der Hose, Mechusse, Meises, Pusik mit Rabbonne. We have to speak about the Raisis. So sagt der Marschall, so that's Pshat and Toises. So Toises, hey, the Kasha, how you asking? What's next for Rav Chizda? Rav Chizda only said an omedalef that the rabbon and the mechusa meisa pasels. But we're speaking about the raisas over here. So therefore, Taisus had to dig up a gemara in Yume. The gemara in Yume, Rav Chizda said in Yume that if you shecht a soil bechutz, you're chayiv al shchut eichutz min ha-toyre because of the halacha of mechusas ma'ala boi b'yoyim lavke mechusa meisa. So you see that Rav Chizda holds that min ha-Toyre a mechusel zman is lavke mechusel maise domi. The Rav Chizda holds that whatever it will get later, it has now already. Like the Gemara Akasha and Rav Chizda, so I bazoi, if it's Yudalit Shachas. So me mele, if you'd wait till zmanoi, the Shchita L'Shem Pesach would pass a l'shlomim. So that psul should be now also because it's a mechusas man l'boi b'yoyim. So mechusas man l'boi b'yoyim, so it has now the psulim, which it'll have later. That is pshat, that's how the Marshal says pshat in Taisvis. It's a beautiful pshat in Taisvis, but there's one kasha that the G'dayli Achroinim, Rabbi Keveger, and the Gam Horovitz ask, on the Marshal, ask a moiridiki kasha. So it comes out like this. If one did not learn Yume, one doesn't have any kasha. For what we learned on Samach Beizam Ad Aleph, as the Marsha put it beautifully, Samach Beizam Ad Aleph, Rav Chizde spoke about a psul darabonon, which is not negeya asugi at all. Where do we have problems? We have a problem because Rav Chizde said in Yume, mechusas man l'boi b'yoyim is lavke mechusa maise. Is this kasha belongs in psochim daf samach beis amet beis? It belongs in Yume. This is no shaykhis at all with our sugya. It is a shaykhis, it's a very gishmaki kasha, but it doesn't belong in psochim. It belongs in Yume. Forget the whole kasha bishlam according to the mashal, it's a halbetzorim. The Gemara is asking on the Rav Chizda, so we're asking on Rav also. So he says, Rav, it is because of the Gemara in Yume. But if according to the Marsha, who's talking about Rav? We're only asking on Rav Chizda. And the whole Kasha on Rav Chizda is only with the Gemara in Yume. So what's next to the Kasha of Rav Chizda? You should wait in Yume. You learned that you saw the Rav Chizda state in Yume. So Yume should ask this Kasha from Rabbi Elazar. So Amir the Kikasha that Rabbi Kevege asks. Let's see the next Taisvitz. Shani Hosam the Omakrohu. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara says you're right. The Takal P. Lomdis, you 100% right, you should say Hoyo. But I have a Xeris Akosuv that Shaloi Bismanoi. Just like that when does Lishmoi Pasel by Ashlomim? When does L'Shem Pesach passel by a Shlomim, when L'Shem Shlomim passels by a Pesach? V'im toima, v'mi kalvach oimed dore shei Rabbi Elazar be'per kama d'zvochem. So it comes out, according to Rav Pope, the whole Rabbi Elazar is not a kalvach oimed. We have a truk in a posik, that the posik said, v'amartem zevach Pesach, and the posik told us the whole formula. Pesach l'shem Pesach b'zmana is kosher. Pesach l'shem Shlomi b'zmana is posel. Shlomi l'shem Pesach b'zmana is posel. And whenever this is posel, this is posel. This is kosher. This is kosher. So it's not kavuchaymes. It's psukim. Dr. Taisvus on the kavuchaymes. Dosh Rabbalas bekamad ezvoch. Ma Pesach shemais ribo Shlomi kedamaisi bekuntres. Be'yesh Shlomi emfa Taisvus al yedei kavuchaymes mashmal el Rabbalazel. To who bav yosa yehei to make this diik loyhu l'shem achirim loy achirim l'shmoi vayidei kach dorish to shaloi bezmani d'chshem l'shem achirim achirim ksheirim l'shmoi the shaloi bez the kosher l'shem achirim achirim ksheirim l'shmoi but the shaloi bezmani the kosher l'shem achirim shaloi bezmani with a pesach is kosher l'shem achirim achirim ksheirim l'shmoi diskishla dodi. That is only because of the Skal V'Chomer. So we say that all these drushes we darshan, that only Pesach L'Shem, Pesach B'Zmanoi is good. So then they make all these drushes. Aval Ilaf Kal V'Chomer, so I wouldn't make all these drushes. L'Aval D'Shin and Ela Loi Hu L'Shem Acherem B'Suloi. This whole diuk that Loi Hu L'Shem Acherem V'Chelem L'Shmoi, that's after I have the CU of the Kal V'Chomer. So Kal V'Chomer is Megala how to darshan the smiyat of Avamartem Zevach Pesach. Who? Amaltem Zevach Pesach. Sot the Gemara weiter. Now we'll have a psashtikal agadetim. Rapsim loi osei lekamei de Rabbi Yochanan. A new sugya. Rapsim loi came to Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei, nisna li mar sefer yuchsin. I want you should teach me sefer yuchsin. What is sefer yuchsin? Zot Rashi. Mas nisin de divrei hayomim. So the Eitz Yosef and the Inyakiv explains as follows. When we look in Divrei Hayomim, it is a poshet, roiv of Divrei Hayomim is names. This one here, this and this child, this and this child. That's the Pashtei Dikra. There were Masnisins, there was Mishnayis and Sefer Hayomim that darshened each name. And they darshened Yesoides and Ashkofes and Limudim from these names. Then these baraisis said gewaltige yesoides. That means the pastor that calls the name, but the pasuk is telling me Yerid is Moshe Sheyorat Hayrid Asatoyre. Each name they darshan. There was limudim. These were baraisis or mishnayis. So Rav Simloi, it wasn't published. It was Hayrish Balpe. So Rav Simloi came to Rav Yochanan. Amalei nisnali mar sefer yuchsin. I want you should teach it to me. So Rabbi Yochanan wanted to find out if Rav Simloi is eligible to be taught. Omalei meheichen at, where were you born? Omalei milut. I was born in Lut. Veheichen moisvach, where do you live now? In Nerdor. I live in Nerdor now. Omalei, he says, we learned, ein shaynim leila ludim v'leila nerdoim. We're starting off with two strikes against you. You live in Nerdor, you were born in Lut. So Mamel, I'm sorry, I can't accept you as a Talmud. Zot Rashi. Sefer Yuchsin, Masnisin Divrei Hayomim, Shainim Sefer Yuchsin, Leila Ludim, Litchuye Yichad. That was first Pshan Rashi. Lishnachinu Lefi Shainam Miyuchosim. Those who came, they want Miyuchos to the people, to learn the Spices. It was a Gvaldike Chochme, these Baraises. So Mamel, you're not eligible. Kofye, but Rav Simloi was persistent. Kofye va'arze. Finally, he forced him, and episode was masking. No, fine. Omalei, so Rav Simloi told Rav Yochanan, Nisnaya begimul yachi. But listen, I want to take a crash course. 3 months. 3 months, I want to learn the whole thing. 3 months hard work. So Rav Yochanan was very insulted. Shokal kolo, so he took a clod of earth, posagbe, he threw it at him. Let's try he threw a clod of earth, so we'll see soon. So he told him, ma bruye, ma bruye, he says, you want to learn divrei hayomim in 3 months? He says, you know what you're talking about? Ma bruye, devisu de rabmeya, bruye, the wife of rabmeya, baratei de rabchan, nina ben tradye. The Sanya, you know who Bruya was? She was a genius. The Sanya, she could learn Tlas Meya Shmaitze, 300 Shiurim, Biyayme Deshute, Sarashi says in Erevin, Yayme Deshute was a day that the Ruach Droimis Menasheves Beide Chazoke, was a windy day from the Ruach Droimis, and the Gemara says, Ma'ukve b'yoyme d'shuke la'vinofik l'beidine. And that day, that yoyme, he couldn't go to Bezna. His head wasn't working. It was a day that was not, he couldn't think that day. It's a difficult day. He would not pasken adin toire b'yoyme d'shute. Now, Bruye, and a yoyme d'shute, she heard 300 shiurim from 300 Rosh Yeshivas, and she was koilet. That was brilliant. Vafilu hochila yotsa yedei chayvasa betlashoni. She learned divrei ayom in 3 years, and she didn't know it. That was brilliant. Vaat amrit betlasa yachin. And you want to learn in 3 months divrei ayom. So the Ben Yayoda says, so what's pshat? He wants to learn in 3 months. He said he's such a balgaiva. If he thinks he can learn it in 3 months. So that's why he threw kola shokal kola posok. So kola, he says, is gematria another, and also it's a piece of earth. He said, "Benafshi ka offer la kerti." He says, "You need some offer. Let me throw some offer to you. You too big a balgaiva." So Mamela, if you want such a thing, forget about the deal. Right. So that's the end of that. What happened later, the Gemara doesn't tell us. Have koshokel va'ozel. They were going. Omalei, Rabbi. So now all of a sudden, Rav Simloi changed the subject. I don't know if we're finished with Sefer Ayomim or the Divrei Ayomim. I don't know. But now he changed the subject. And now that's how it comes to Tamid Nishchat. Now we're getting to go back into Kotchim. Omalei, Rabbi, ma ben lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, loichlo v'shaloi loichlo. Rabbi, I have a question. We learned in the Mishnah, loichlo v'shaloi loichlo. Shaloi loichlo is a malchshova apeselis. A person shechts a kolben, and he shechts shaloi lahachil to people who are unable to eat a kezayis, b'chdei achilas prat, so it's a pasel a kolben. Machshavish loichlo pasels the kolben. Half al pikein, if he was also mechashiv loichlov, so it's good. If there's a kosher machshav, it's also good. Loichlov v'shelo loichlov is good. Why? By lishmoy v'sheloy lishmoy, it's no good. He thought a machshav v'sheloy lishmoy, he thought Pesach and Shlomim. But al kaponim, there was a good machshav also. So why? By sheloy loichlov, the loichlov kasher this. By sheloy lishmoy, the lishmoy doesn't kasher. Oh my loy, hoil the tsuba merabonona. Oh, why is this absorbierchen in Wienisch, wie hat ja gehalten von ihm? Not brulia, but he's a tsuba merabonona. Tova emoloch, I'll tell you. Now he's going to tell him, now before we see further, let us see Taisus. We'll understand the flow of the Gemara. Ma ben lishmoy vishaloy lishmoy loichlov shloy loichlov. We have a pasuk. We learned called Ola Loyoichel Boy. So from there we learn that the Mikras Ola doesn't pass. So if he shechted a kolben for Mikras Oichlam, it doesn't pass. We have a pasuk by the Machshava of Shaloi Loichlam. I don't have a pasuk by Shaloi Lishmoy. So Fantik, so what's the kashin? That's shot in the Gemara. That's true. The Posik, I'm learning everything from a Posik. But let us now make a mamatzin. Let us learn out Shaloi Lishmai from Shaloi Loichlo. So he told them, so he said, if they'd be the same type of psu, so you're right. So just like Miktsas Oichlam kashes, so Miktsas Lishmai should also kasha. But the psul of Shaloi Lishmo is a greater psul. Wow, why is it a greater psul? So he told them 4 reasons why it's a greater psul. Lishmoi b'shaloi lishmoi psuloi begufoi. That's a psul and the gufakob. Loichlo v'shaloi loichlo ain't psuloi begufoi. That's not a psul and the gufakob. Let us see Rashi. Bahadi de koshokel ba'ozel, amarei lapsim loy l'rabi yechne, ma ben lishmai v'shaloy lishmai loichlo v'shaloy loichlo. Ma ishna de lishmai v'shaloy lishmai posel, loichlo v'shaloy loichlo v'kosha. The Gemara ge'emfer, psuloy begufoy, machshove begufoy shal kolm. Shaloy lishmai is a machshove on the guf, I shechting the kolm for shlomim. So that's a psul in the guf hakolben. Avo marsheves oichlo psul davarachel. That means I'm shechting the Pesach, but I'm going to feed it. I'm going to be machel. That means the result of the shechita should be to give the meat to zakeinim and choylim. Tzarekna ra machshav in de guf akom, ba machshav da barachet. So it's a shachar a psu. That's one chilek. Chilek number two. Lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, efshali levarer yisurek. Loich lo v'shaloy loich lo, efshali levarer yisurek. Zot Rashi. I efshal levarer, so Rashi has here two pshat. Pshat number one is, you cannot be the ma chelek lishmoy, u ma chelek shaloy lishmoy. You can't be mevarer that this chelek is lishmoy, and this chelek is shaloy lishmoy. It means you're shechting a kolben, so l'shlomim ila Pesach. So the whole behemoth is the kolben. You can't say the front half will be a shlomim and the rear half will be a Pesach. You don't bring halves for kolbonis. So you have to do the avoida with the whole behemoth. So you can't be mevarer isuray. You can't be mevarer the chelek toy from the chelek ra. That's by lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. The machelik lishmoy, machelik shaloy lishmoy. Avol oichlov, efshel levare chelik oichlov l'tzad ze, v'chelik choyle v'zokein v'tzad achem. But here we are speaking about, I'm going to feed this kolben for oichlov. Chelik of the kolben I'm going to feed for shaloy l'oichlov. So let us just see for 1 minute a Rashi on Daf Samech Omid Aleph, the bottom Rashi. So Rashi says on Daf Samech Omid Aleph, Miktsas Oichlen, Kigoin Hoche, Dinimnu Boy Ruyin Lechel, Vishachtoi Lashem Kula. A person shechted a Kolben Pesach for Miktsas Oichlen. It is kosher. Why is it kosher? The kula shchita nami mishum oichlem tzricha. The epshele kezayis basel beloy shchita. So that means I'm shechting this whole kolben. I have to shecht the whole kolben in order to be machul this chaylik to oichlem. So this considered I'm making a complete shchita for oichlem. Because I need a complete shchita to be machul this chaylik for oichlem. So memele, so that is sufficient. That's called I need the shchita lahachul. So I'm shechting the behemah lahachel. This chelik of the meat, I have no intentions to be machel, but I have to shecht the whole kolben to be machel this chelik. So if I count that, that's sufficient. That's called, it's a shechita lo'ichlov. That means if you could be mavdol, the chalokim of the behemah, so it's not pshat is that the machshava shaloi lo'ichlim, combines with the machshavas loichlam, fakert, I'm a varer, the chalokim. So there's a shchita for oichlam. As long as there's a pure shchita for oichlam also, it's a male that's machshir the kol. That's one pshat. Abel oichlam, efshel avar, chelik oichlam b'tzad, zeh v'chelik choylo b'zokim b'tzadach. Inami, then Rashi says another pshat. Levare im emes machshavtei. Levare means that the machshava I had, we could be mevare if it was take a true machshava. Im ein bo mamish. Kegoin. Yachilenu lereuyim. If it'll be machol the behema, he was machashev to be macholet to shaloi la'oichlov also. Now if he'll be machol the whole Kolben to the Ruyim, the Nimtzeis Machshavtei Betelus. He could be Mevarer that previous Machshove, that previous intent that he had to be Machel from the Kolben Pesach to his Canaan, was not a true Machshove. Hechiach Seifei Al-Tchilosei. Actions speak louder than words. From what he does later, you can see that wasn't a true Machshove. The Nimtzeis Machshavtei Betelus LeMafreyim. Ay, what do you mean? He'll be machul the whole behemah to oichlim. I lochay the ain't no oichlim paid for it. It will shainim ruyim yagzo the meyim. The kach shomati. So lochay pshat in Rashi is that, I don't know if Rashi means to take literally, machshavtei betayla la mafreyet mamish abitl, but could be it's icha shvacher psul. That means it's efshel. it's he efsha levarer isuroi. That means by shaloi lishmozi efsha levarer isuroi. You can't be machlish. You can't be machlish the psul that he made. It means if he thought shaloi lishmo, so finish. He thought shaloi lishmo. He thought l'shem shlomim. So memela, so it's finished. You can't be machlish and machlish that machshove hapeselas. Asha enkein, if a person thought he's going to be machl the Pesach to einam ruyim, and later he did not do that, he was machled l'ruyim, so memela, that's an akire to be, that's machlish al kaponim, the this machshove hapeselas, and it doesn't passel al kaponim if it's together with a machsheves oichlim. That means if there was a machsheves oichlim. So the machsheves shaloi loichlim doesn't puzzle, since this is a machsheve that one can somehow rectify through his later maise. The Vashmul Frektochab Samayra de Kekashe, we had before Tzir and the Gemara, it was unclear what is pshat in the Mishnah shachtoi l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi. So one mahalach more clear is the Mishnah going according to Rameya, that's as tough as Lashon Rishon, it's not going according to Rameya. So the Gemara mahalach that shachtoi l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi means as follows. It shachtoi l'shmoi al menas sheyizroi k'domoi shaloi l'shmoi. That's the tzir of l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi. Painet the dvar Shmuel. So what was the machshava peiselus al menash sheyizroik tomei shaloi l'shmoi? So if later he goes and is zayrik l'shmoi, so it's also oiker. That means what just like you say by la'oichlo v'shaloi la'oichlo, since his later actions can show that the previous machshove was not a machshove amitis, because later he did fakelt what he thought he's going to do. So you have the same thing by shaloi lishmoi also. That's the kasha of the Dabar Shmuel on the second shot of Rashi. Let us go further. La'oichla, yeah. Lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi yeshnei bedalad avoidis. The psul of shaloi lishmoi is applicable by all dalad avoidis. Lo'ichlo v'shaloi lo'ichlo v'ene ba'ab avoidis. We have a klal ein machshev es oichlom bezrike. Lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi yeshnei b'tzibur kebiyochid. The pasals are called in tzibur also. Lo'ichlo v'shaloi lo'ichlo v'ene b'tzibur kebiyochid. So memela, so the Gemara means to say that, so if the kash, that was Rabbi Yochanan's teretz, the Rav Simloi. Simloi's kash was, the way Taisus explained, that even though I have a posik, that la'oichlov v'shaloi la'oichlov is kosher, but you can't learn out l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi, because that's a greater psul. So the Torah was megala that mitzvahs oichlom doesn't passel, that is not muchach, that mitzvahs shaloi l'shmoi also doesn't pass. So Rabbi Yochanan gave him four reasons. Rav Ashi Omar, psuloi begufoi, b'efsha levarer isuroi chodem milsehi. That these are not two separate reasons, this is one reason. The ma tam Omar, psuloi begufoi, mishum d'efsha levarer isuroi. Since it's only considered a psul aguf, is bemisin, it's a psul machshove. We had before such a svore by Shini Bailim. The Gemara wanted to say Shloi Lishma is also called a psul machshove. The Gemara wanted to say. Rabashi is saying as follows. You know, that's not true. Shloi Lishma is not a psul. Shloi Lishma is considered a psul in the Guf HaKodem, since it's the efshel levara risurai. If it would be possible to be levara risurai, let us say the second pshat in Rashi, for example. That means it's possible to be oiker. So it's possible to be oiker the shaloi lishmoi, if that would be possible. So then it's only considered a psul machshove. It's not considered a psul in the gufa kolben, because you could be, it's not embedded in the kolben, you could be oikere. So it's only considered a psul machshove. But since it's a yevshel of arer isuroi, you can't be mafkia this psul machshove. That's why it's called a psul aguf. So koponim, so Rabashi said that it is not two reasons. It's only considered a psul aguf because it's a yevshel of arer isuroi. Let us see Rashi. Ein ba ba void is de marshaves oiglen bezrike. Marshaves achilo la shaykh be kolm tsiba. La shaykh elo be pesach. Let us see Taisvitz. Lishmai ve shalai lishmai yeshnai be tsiba ke be yoch. Tay malari. Why ir ye da ein lo be tsiba? Why do you have to say that a kolm pesach is not be tsiba? Tay pulay da kolm be yoch den noyig elo be pesach grade. It's fakert. The whole psul of shloichim is only by kolben pesach. So why does the Gemara have to say that the psul shloichim is not noig by kolben tzibur? By kolben yochid, it's not noig. Only by kolben pesach. Psuloi begufe v'yevshel avar yisurei chodemursi. The sviralei di ilav taime the yevshel avar yisurei lekorilei begufe hoyle machshove yikidalel. And really, it's considered a psul machshove. It's not considered a psul haguf. Since you cannot be mevarer isuri, you can't be oikah the isur. So that's why it's considered psul aguf. Aval abi oichanin leidayik b'ochi. Abi oichanin didn't hold like that. The koil leishapi psul ebegufay. He called it a psul ebegufay, even though it's efshel mevarer isuri. Since he held a psul aguf means, since I'm thinking about the guf, I call him, that makes it a psul aguf. Vishini bailim nami. He efsha levara isure. Shini bailam also is the efsha levara isure. Machile kachoshim leilel. Before the Gemara wanted to say the coolest of shini bailam over shaloi lishmot. The Gemara said the shaloi lishmot is a psulaguf. Shini bailam not a psulaguf. So why did the Gemara speak about efsha levara isure? That Shloi Lishma is the Yevshel Levar Yisur, so it's because Shini Baalim is also Yevshel Levar Yisur. So Memele, so that is why the Gemara didn't mention it before. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Oma Rami Barab Yude Oma Rav. Miyoyim Shenignas Seifa Yuchsim. Toshash Koichon Shal Chachomim. Vikeyo Mo'irei Neyem. Zok Rashi, Toshas Koichon, Shenignaz Mehem, Taimei Teure Shohoyu Boy. That means, in the Sefer Yuchsin and Divrei Ayomim, in these Baraises, there were Taimei Teure. It seems there were Svoros. So Mamele, but when it was Nignaz, Sefer Yuchsin, Nignaz Mehem Taimei Teure, Nignaz Nishtaka. The Mashops is Mabayer, I don't exactly understand close what he says, the skeifel haloshen, toshash koichon shal chachomim v'keyo mo'irei neyem. Perhaps, you can say, pshat in the Gemara, the Hemek Dover says in a lot of places that there's a bezundere koyach of chidushei teire. That to be mechadish teire, to create new dinim al yedei pilpulam. He says that is pshat in the birchas avarabe, lulmoid olalamoid lishmer velasis. So what is velasis? So lasis does not mean to do what one learns, but that's pshat ulakayim. So what is lasis? So lasis is to create new halachas through pilpulei de'araisa. And that's the milchamtoi shel teire, and that's the gvura of talmidei chachomim. So, you can only be a gibber if you know taimei teire. That means if a person has a klorkeit in the reasoning of teire, so one can build. One can be, that's called koichai shel teire. That's the koich of teire. One can go further. One does not have to remain with what it says. One can build further. Mishin Lignaz, Tseifa Yuchsin, Toshas Koichon Shol Chachomim. So it could be it means, Koichon means this Koyach L'chadesh V'lasos. V'ko Ma'ireneyem is not only they are unable to build new halachas, but the understanding, the V'hoireneyem B'seira Secho, the understanding of what said is also Koyeneyem. Because if one doesn't know the timeim, so memele, one doesn't understand what the etzem halacha. Omar mar zutre bein otzel lo otzel toinu balad meye gamli de droshe. The Ben Yoyode says gamli over here is a lotion of an omud, means it's a gemara in Shabbos. That the otzel la otzel, let's see what Rashi says. Me otzel la otzel, shnei mikro isayim, uparshe gdoila beinayim. The two psukim, and there was a big parsh in between. It starts off, ula otzel shisha bonim, vekachoshe ba'ozel habonim. Later it says that tzrechen zois the bonim, v'seifa the parshus. Eila b'nei otzel. So we have a big parsha of names. So the Gemara says that bein otzel la otzel, there are 400 amudim of drashes that explained these shemes, and that is all gone. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya acherim oimrim b'heva baraisa. Higdim moilem la'areilem kosher. The person that was machsheves moilem and machsheves areilem, and he was magdim moilem machsheves moilem la machsheves areilem, it's kosher. Areilem la moilem. What if he was, so we know this, we know the cloud, we're talking about machsheves shalo loichlo. So the Braise says that if he was magdim, the machsheves moilem la'areilem, it's kosher. Areilim la moilim posa. In fact, the Gemara maishne moilim la areilim de kosher. It was mechashe for areilim also. Now the kula ola binin. That's the halacha of kula ola. And mitzvahs ola doesn't pass it. Veleke is areilim la moilim nami kula ola binin veleke. So why is it posa? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Lema Kesavri Achayim. This the Tan of the Baraita that says that Higde Marelim Lemelim is possible. They hold Eina Lishchita Ela Besayif. They hold that Chaloi Shchita is only Chal by the Gemar Hashchita. Uche de Rove, just like Rove, the Omar Rove. Now, let us not go into there's a big Rashi over here, but let us just say the Ivra of the Gemara according to Rashi. Rav said, Mesechtes Vochim, we hear a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachomim, if you say, Tofes Loshen Rishon, Tofes Loshen Achim. A mayor says Tofes Loshen Rishon. Now there are two cases. There's one case, Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim. Person said Tmuras Oilo. It means there was, as Rashi explains in Zvochim, there were two behemoths in front of him. One was an Oilo, one was a Zvochim. Then he took a third behemoth, and he said, Areizu Tmuras Oilo, Areizu Tmuras Shlomim. So he said, this behemoth, this third behemoth, first said, Areizu Tmuras Oilo, Areizu Tmuras Shlomim. So Rameyer says, Tofes Loshen Rishon. So it's a Tmura Seila finish, it's not a Tmura Shlom. Chomim say, Rabbi Yosi, Af Begmar, Advorav, Odom Nitfas, and Rameyla, it's both. So it's a Tmura both. What's the loch of a Tmura both? Yirat Sheistoy. Now there's a Machlokes, Abaye Verove, what is Pshat and Rameyer? So Abaye held that Pshat and Rameyer is, if a person says, Areze Tmura Seila, and then he says later, Areze Tmuras Shlomim. So like this is like a Chazorah. I first said, Areze Tmuras Oilo. And he says, Reza Tamura Shlomim. So that means he was Chayza. So it's too late. He can't be Chayza. What will be if he says, Reza Tamura Oilo Ushlomim? Or he says, Arezu Chetche Oilo Tamura Chetche Oilo Vachetche Shlomim. So you seek law, it's not a Chazorah. You seek law that this is his intention. So then Abaye says that it's not true. Then if according to Abaye, he won't say toughest Loshen Rishon, then you'll say, you see, Chloe wants to make both. He wants to make both, it's both. Rav said, Adayin hi machloikis. Adayin hi machloikis means that Afilu, in such a case, we also say toughest Loshen Rishon. Now, what is this lumdus of toughest Loshen Rishon? I mean, here we have to understand what's pshat. I mean, it's not a chazore. So what's pshat? So Rashi explains that pshat is because it's too late. He said, "Areza t'mura soilo." So he became a t'mura soilo already. He can't make it already a t'mura shlomim. So t'mura soilo. He can't make it a t'mura shlom. Full. I say t'mura soilo shlom. No, areza t'mura soilo already. He said, "Areza t'mura chet soilo." So posh t'ktushim. It's too late already. As soon as he said one, he's finished. He can't control it anymore. He became this. He wants more. Can develop and hang his mogul. But it doesn't help. This is the svare of Rav. Now, this is no shaykhis with us. Now let's go a little further. The Gemara brings down in Zvachim a member of Rabbi Yehuda who also holds like Rameya, that, he say toughest loshen rish. Now, what is the case of Rabbi Yehuda? That a person shechted a behemoth, and b'shah shchita he thought that he's shechting to eat a kizayis chutzlis manoi, and lead a kizayis chutzlam kaima. See, once he took kizayisim. Now the shaila is, we had before that it only becomes pigle if there was no new psul, if there was a zakatzos posel, kosher kachatzos posel. So memela, in order for it to have a shame pigol, it has to machshove, in the same avoid avade, l'shem psul acheres, so that makes it a pigol. Afal pikein, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he was machashev, bishas, shchite, and that he's going to eat a kizayis, chutz, Manoi, and the Kezayis Chutzlum Koimoi, it's Pigol. Now how does this work? So the Gemara explains in Zvachim the Rava understood as follows. Rava understood that we say Ein L'Shchita Ela L'Psoif. Ein L'Shchita Ela L'Psoif. That the Chaloi Shchita is not Peshas is doing the Baisa Shchita. The Chaloi Shchita is Chal, the Rega, the Gemara Shchita, then it becomes Shachot. Now, if you always English shchita ela l'psoif, so when a person said, "Areini shoychet al menas," that'll eat a kezayis chutzlus manoi, and a kezayis chutzlum kaimoi. So this he said b'shas emtsa shchita. Now that what he said b'shas emtsa shchita, the vial didn't do anything yet because the shchita is going to happen later. So he put this on hold. B'shas Gemar Shchita, we take now, is two Diburim. But it seems the Gemara held, there's no time for the second Dibur to be Chal. Ein L'Shchita El L'Psoif, so you have a split second, and in this split second, you can only chap the first Maima. So that means, just like by T'muras Oilo, the Meir holds, it's too late. He said T'muras Oilo, we came ready T'muras Oilo, you can't do anything. So since one holds that Eina L'Shchita Ela L'Psoif, so it comes out that B'Shas, the Gmar Shchita, if he said two Diburim, so only the first Dibur can be Chal. In a split second you can't put the Diburim, so only the first Dibur is Chal. So that is Pshat in our Gemara. So according to Rove, when a person says, I'm Shechting La'arelim U'lemoylim, so he can only use the first dibur. It's a reilim is chal. So it's possible. You can't use both. Because he holds ein lo shchita ela l'psoif. He said, arayni shaychid l'moylim arayim. So the first dibur is chal of l'moylim. Therefore it's good.